Hello, my name is Dr. Alan Schreck. I'm a professor of theology at Franciscan University of Steubenville. And today on Faith Matters, I wanted to speak about the role of the church in salvation. A few years ago, I did a series with EWTN on the teaching of the Second Vatican Council, which was truly a word of God for the church and for all of us in our times. My favorite passage from the Second Vatican Council is from the Dogmatic Constitution on the Church. In Article 9, it speaks about God has so willed and pleased to save us, not as individuals without any mutual bonds or links, but to form us into a single people, a people which serves Him in truth and holiness. This reality that God has come to save us, not as isolated individuals, but as a people, is one of the key to the Catholic understanding of the nature of the Church. You know, it is true that we're judged as individuals, and yet we're saved as a people. The key to the Second Vatican Council's understanding of the Church is that we are the people of God, that we're called together into a communion of our faith, the communio. We talk about the communion of saints, that we are one among the saints in heaven and the souls in purgatory. We who are on earth are being gathered together to be formed into a single people that worships and serves God. But you know, sometimes I believe that we forget about this. We are focused too much on our individual road to salvation that we forget that our individual road to salvation is a road in which we are joined together with all of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, certainly, in the Mass and in the Eucharist, we see the key for understanding how God saves us as a people, as we're gathered together into the people of God to celebrate the Eucharistic sacrifice. We are joined and gathered there by Christ Himself to give worship which is fully pleasing to the Father, in union with Jesus' perfect sacrifice on Calvary. So Mass can remind us of our salvation as a people, that those people we are joined to, that we share in communion and in the kiss of peace, are truly not just our brothers and sisters in Christ in name, but truly we are gathered into one family. They are our brothers and sisters, with God as our Father, with Jesus Christ as the firstborn of many brethren, our brother. The reality of this salvation that we have should pervade the way we think about ourselves and our life in the Church. Sometimes we can get into a mentality of being in competition with others in the Church, lay versus clergy, or religious versus this group, or this group versus that group. But the true gospel spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit, is to gather us together into an appreciation and awareness of our unity in Christ, gathered together around the table of the Lord, and also gathered around with the teaching of the magisterium of the Church to guide us. Truly, the Church is a family, and our Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, and all of our popes are truly to be fathers with us, to gather us together as a family, to guide us in our faith, to build the communion of the Church. And in each local diocese, the bishop is also the source and the focal point of this communion that we share. It's really a wonderful thing that we can think that we don't have to make it to heaven just on our own, that we have our fellow Catholics, our fellow Christians, to support us, and we to support them through prayer, through service together, that we're not alone as well because we share in the communion of saints. We have the saints to inspire us by their example, to help us with their prayers. We have the prayer, the most powerful prayer of Mary, our mother, who is the mother of the Church, who is gathering us as a family into God's people. This is a beautiful mystery, a mystery in a sense too profound to comprehend in mere words. But I think this should lead us to contemplation, that we ask ourselves the question, Lord, do I really appreciate the gift of the Church, how I'm being saved, not on my own as an individual, but I'm really being gathered with all my brothers and sisters on the real Church that I belong to, in my local parish, my local religious community. And we are part of the broader Church, the communion of saints, including all of the Christians and Catholics throughout the world, all of the saints in heaven, all of the souls in purgatory. Let us be led by them through the work of Christ into the fullness of grace and salvation.